At least 1 million protesters rallied in cities across Brazil Thursday, including at least 300,000 in Rio de Janeiro, where police fired tear gas to contain the crowds. The protests continued into Friday in some parts of the country. This week's protests were originally triggered by proposed increases in bus and subway fares, proposals which the government has since scrapped. The protesters are now focused on what they say is the government's neglect of public services, high taxes, and scandals. Gonzalo Abarca of VOA's Latin American service says part of the problem is that the protests appear to be spontaneous and have no single leader.
The government has a big, big problem. There is not a specific a person that they can talk to. 80% of these demonstrators, according to O Globo, one of the most important magazines, are non-partisan. So there is no one single leader.
Abarca says political scandals that have erupted across Brazil have helped escalate the protests, but perhaps the key factor driving their growth is poverty. He says people cannot get their basic needs met while the government is spending lavishly in preparation for next year's World Cup and the 2016 Olympic Games.
It's hard for them to understand that the government is going to invest in the World Cup billions of dollars, and they cannot even get subsidies for going to school, education, transportation.
President Dilma Rousseff, who was scheduled to meet with several government ministers early Friday to discuss how to respond to the protest, she's already called off a trip to Japan planned for next week to address the unrest. Jeff Custer, VOA News.